嘿，你好吗？你在哪里听节目呢？这里是为你读英语美文的互动栏目，有你，我是永清。在这个栏目里啊，我们会读大家的来信。如果你想写信给我们，欢迎发送到邮箱 readenglishforyou@163.com。最近收到一封来自我的母校西安外国语大学的来信，信里这么说：大家好，我叫 Aaron， 是西安外国语大学一名大四的学生，也是为你读英语美文的忠实粉丝，觉得永清学长在怀着初心做这个节目，特别希望为你读英语美文可以永远做下去，给更多人带去温暖。大一的时候，我有一段迷茫期，那段时间感觉周围的一切都是灰暗的，而就是在那段时间里，我遇到了对于我而言特别重要的很多老师，他们陪我度过了那段当时感觉很煎熬的时光，让我变得更加坚强，也更懂得生活的意义。 Poulson 老师就是其中一位。三年前，在我们西外实验楼的教室里，我问 Poulson 老师 What is the purpose of life? 他说 This is a good question, Aaron. 然后老师提议我们一起散步到饭堂，路上讨论了这个问题。 Poulson 老师说，在他20岁的时候，他的人生目标是生小宝宝，当妈妈，于是有了很多孩子。在有了孩子之后的几十年的某一天，她想成为一名老师，就和丈夫一起来到了中国。于是我意识到了 Live in the moment。 那次谈话让我受益很多，我开始以认真的态度对待身边的每一件事情，用心感受生活，忽然发现忽略了很多东西。于是我开始努力学习专业课程，也拿起了因为高考搁置了一段时间的吉他，写起了歌，也认识了很多志同道合的朋友。现在的我是一名热爱生活的普通大学生，是即将步入社会的小白，也是一直在坚持音乐创作的李野一。我享受着生活带来的快乐和痛苦，因为我知道每一段经历都是生活的一部分，促使我成为更好的自己。今天看到三年前 Poulson 外教分享的一段文字，想起了刚进入校园时的那段时光，特别希望这段文字能够被为你读英语美文记录下来，带给更多人温暖。You are going to realize it one day that happiness was never about your job, or your degree, or being in a relationship. Happiness was never about following in the footsteps of all those who came before you. It was never about being like the others. One day, you are going to see it that happiness was always aboutThe discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart and following it wherever it chooses to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day, you will understand that happiness was always aboutLearning how to live with yourself, that happiness was never in the hands of other people, It was always about you. As we grow up, we learn that even the one person that wasn't supposed to ever let you down probably will. You will have your heart broken, probably more than once, and it's harder every time. You will break hearts too. So remember how to feel when yours was broken. You will fight with your best friend. You will cry because time is passing too fast and you will eventually lose someone you love. So take too many pictures, love too much, and love like you've never been hurt. Because every 60 seconds you spend upset is a minute of happiness you will never get back. Don't be afraid that your life will end. Be afraid that it will never begin.读完了 Aaron 分享的文字，我的内心也受到了触动。 Aaron 和外教让我想起了大学时的外教 Miss Liz 和 Mr. Phil， 也让我想起了成长路上遇到的很多人。他们有的是老师，有的是长辈，有的是同学，有的是朋友，有的是同事，甚至是声音里或者书籍里的朋友，比如东吴相对论的梁东和吴伯凡，比如我今年一直在跟着学习的老师孔子。他们的思想，他们的文字，甚至无意中的一句话，都会一语点醒梦中人。孔子说，三人行必有我师焉。学习有时不仅靠文字上的理解，更重要的是你要去调频感受，感受你所敬仰和欣赏的人。学习是一种把自己带进去的过程，然后你慢慢的就生出了，哦，原来他也是这么想的，他也是这样做的，这种想法，好像一切自然而然的就会了。比如，我很喜欢孔子，我该怎么向孔子学习呢？或许，我可以感受孔子，通过读他的作品《论语》，然后，当生活里遇到难题时，我会问自己，如果孔子遇到这些问题，他会怎么想？他会怎么做？如果我们真正的要学习他，最好的方法是不是感受他看世界的角度呢？节目的最后，为你送上 Aaron 在18岁那年创作的歌曲《18》，愿你遇见、邂逅、珍惜那些让我们春风化雨的人。
Story, just a little story. Walking to me with your different step and your warm smile. Heartbeats, one on echoes to you.Try to leave my side up for you, but I can't do that. You come to my heart when you pass in by my side. Maybe you haven't realized what I'm thinking about. We'll know I've been standing by your Keep these special words on my mind and never let you know. Every time I stand at the door, expecting our eyes come tight. I was afraid of my soul was dead, so I can only looking at you on the slide.Maybe you haven't realized what I'm thinking about. We'll know where I've been standing in my own sight. Keep these special words on my mind and never let you know.Comfort when you're down, I stand far away when you become forks. We'll have something to cheese, just don't know how this fashion will be called in 10 years. You come to my heart when you pass on by my side. Maybe you haven't realized what I'm thinking about.Keep these special words on my mind and never let you know. Wanted your comfort when you're down, stand far away when you become forks. We'll have something to cheese, just don't know how this fashion will be called in 10 years.